Yo, it's your buddy Kid Marrow. This is Victory Light, you know what I mean? The number one podcast on the planet, you heard? And today we are talking about the very deep and web of deceit that is the NBA gambling ring with Terry Rozier and others. You know what I'm saying? The FBI is involved now, so it's serious. We talk a little bit about that. We also talked about K-pop OG Park Bom suing her former label for an exorbitant amount of money, which we will disclose to you on the show. Also, Liz has a very good strategy for connecting with your family and your community. You dig? We also talked about AI imaging and what it's used for. Evil. So stay right there. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to miss none of this. It's very important information. Holla.
A victory light.
Yeah, baby. Yo, it's Victory Light, bitch. You know what I'm saying? We are back. You know what I mean? And I am dressed like a youth football coach because I slept in my car and I came straight here to the studio.
It's true. I saw him.
It's true. I also slept in. Oh, that was my alarm to wake up to change the ticket on the car that I slept in with Meryl.
Yeah,
it's pretty. Let's just pull W's off in a car like this.
Yeah.
Scoot over.
Yo. Also, the backseat of a car is not a bad place to sleep.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, when you have Optimus Prime. When you drive a fucking Decepticon, motherfucker, you got a queen size bed as a fucking what's that shit called?
The third row.
No, the fucking the trunk. Yeah. Bro driving, his shit got bleachers. And he talking about it's nice sleeping in the car.
That ass, I got in Meryl's car. That shit started giving me a massage, bro. It started giving me affirmations. I
said, What the fuck? Yo, this motherfucker dropped me off home. He said, yo, you thirsty? He opens the center console. That shit looked like an Omarion music video. It's a literal ice box where his center console should be. I'm like, yo, I'll walk, brother.
Why is Timbaland in this car? Should've decked out.
Yo, this is crazy.
This has been the back making like stupid noise, like.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all interested in AR artists?
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Yo.
Oh, man.
That's not even on the dock, bro, but
nah,
yo.
Bro.
I just remember that, and I was just like, everybody's so happy that shit is failing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not doing numbers.
Yeah.
And everybody's on his head top. Like, yo, you an asshole.
And he's not going down without a fight. He's standing on it.
That's the craziest shit to me. Because I'm like, bro, you already rich. Like, I feel like once motherfuckers make too much money, they stand on... They double down on dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fam, nobody likes this.
It's pride and ego. We was just having this conversation the other day. It's that pride and ego.
Come on.
You get rich, you get a little money. I mean, even broke people do this. But you get rich, you get a little money, you get a little bit of fame, and it's like, I'm untouchable. What the fuck are you talking to me about, broke bitch?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Exactly.
Real rich niggas feel untouchable, bro. And that leads us right into the first topic, which is this NBA gambling scandal, which is like... has more legs than a fucking centipede, bro. Because at first, we talking off camera, I thought this was like a whole just like general sting operation. Mm-hmm. Bro, there's two NBA gambling scandals, bro. One is like a real deal like gambling scandal. So Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, you know what I'm saying, got injured last season and was like, yo, you like he can't play no more. But then like now it's coming out that Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, like all these people, like this, just NBA names just being thrown out in these gambling scandals. But the Terry Rozier shit was like real deal, like, yo, I'm betting on you to score 20 points. You know that. So you're going to miss the last three shots that you take in this game.
Oh my God.
On purpose,
bro.
To hit that number so that I could win, which is like obviously wild illegal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, clearly. So am I? All right.
Point
am I,
shaving,
am I the only person that thought this was happening already?
I mean, it's like conspiracy. Like, it's tinfoil joint. It's a forfeited joint.
You think so? I think it makes sense.
Case either last year or the year before was with Jontay Porter.
Yes.
So he, you know, people are covering him for going through this, but people suspected other people were up to it. But now, you know, now they got Terry Rozier as well.
The dominoes are starting to fall.
I got a question. Man, any of them Chinese?
Of course not.
Yao Ming is free and clear.
He's
unencumbered.
No, but so I guess what I was getting at is like, maybe I'm just a freak criminal because I thought that this...
Every time I lost, I would think that.
Right. Like, if I was a professional athlete, hell yeah, I'm just linking with whatever rich fuck I know. And then I'm going to be like, all right, what you need, baby? What you need in this game?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the fucked up, the crazy shit about this is like, bro, like, if this was happening in like the WNBA where they're getting like severely underpaid, bro, like, I feel like you could be the MVP of the league and make like a quarter mil. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like good dentist money. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers make, like, a mid NBA player is making 10, 15 million a year. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, the guys that are really good are making 25, 30.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, you already, like, this motherfucker sound like a supermax already. Mm. Like, a supermax. Like, you got
a context. Terry Rozier was getting about 26 million a year.
Bruh.
Already.
What the fuck?
You already making multiple millions?
This is the greed. This is the sins they talk about in the Bible, bro. What's good with people? Nothing is ever enough, man.
Yo, Terry Rozier was in Seven, bro. Yeah. In a director's cut. Morgan Freeman was like, oh, you're gambling, nigga. That's one of the seven deadly sins. Point shaven.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I don't understand, man.
No, he's like... What are you talking about, man?
Dude, what are you saying, bro? Tyler Herro was great.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That would never happen. That's one that's happening. So, like Min said, Jontay Porter got exposed for this. Now it's Terry Rozier. And I was watching the Knicks playoffs last year when they played Detroit. And there was a play in the final moments of the game where Detroit could have won a game. And they threw a pass to this guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to implicate you, and I'm not no snitch. They threw a pass to this guy, and he was like, oh, it went out of bounds.
Oopsie.
Like,
oh, man.
And I don't know. Like, now everything looks sus.
That's what I was going to say. Now the conspiracy theories can rise up in this moment because you could look back on every play and be like, you see? I knew I wasn't bugging.
I know this thing is not just ass.
Yeah.
This was intentional ass.
Yeah.
Yo, it's fucking crazy. So then the other one, which fucked me up even worse, is there is a Chauncey Billups, allegedly Kevin Garnett, allegedly Paul Pierce. Like, these are all people being mentioned.
We're so deep into boy business, bro. You're losing me.
Fam.
You're losing me.
So, hold on. Wait, real quick. Chauncey Billups is a real human being?
Yes.
Chauncey Billups.
Yes. Played for the Nuggets, played for the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
Was coach of the Blazers. I don't know if he still is. He might be out of there now.
Nuggets. Nuggets player Chauncey Billups. There's no joke there.
Well, you said like that.
That's such a wild life to lead.
I'll play for the Nuggets.
My name is Chauncey Billups. I play for the Nuggets. Come on, bro. Like,
you want a panel? Everyone's like, yo, I'm the congressman from Illinois. I'm a teacher. I'm a leader of the plumbers union. I'm Chauncey Billups from the Nuggets.
Chauncey Billups, Nuggets forward.
Like, when you think about it like that, it's bad. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But so, again, another dude who probably made millions upon millions of dollars in his career, implicated in like these secret poker games. Like, you ever see that movie Molly's Game?
Yeah.
Where it's like about Shorty like starting like a private poker game.
Yeah,
like hotels and like all big spenders go. Mm-hmm. And it's like entertaining people, athletes, whatever. So these happen all the time. This is not like, that's not the weird part. The weird part is that the mafia was involved. And I feel like at some point,
what?
Curtis Sliwa is going to be a part of this whole thing. Like,
At some point, he's going to be like, so I go down there with the intention of busting these greasy gorillas for playing cards illegally in their gambling den. I say, not in my great city. So I put on my beret, I put on my battle vest, I hop on my city bike, and I go to the scene of the crime.
Dog, which is crazy because I'm like, this is bugged out because this, I started reading about it and it's like,
you can read? That's news to all of us.
Yo, shout out to me. We can do hard things, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I can read multisyllabic words at an astonishing pace. You know what I'm saying? But the fucked up shit was like, there was Matt Ocean's 11 shit going on. It wasn't even like, we shaking you down, like, mob shit, like, yo, we're gonna break your kneecaps, bro. It was, yo, they had x-rays under the tables, weird switches shit. Like, that's what made me feel like, yo, I feel like George Clooney, dog. Like, this is like the trouble that they went through to get these dudes, and these are not $20 million games. This is like, yo, a couple hundred thousand buy-in, which sounds crazy because we regular people, sounds crazy to us, but to them it's like, dog, I bet this on like the back nine and at a golf course. So I'm like, fam, none of this makes sense to me. It has to be what you're saying, pride and ego and all that shit. Because I'm like, how? You're not popped, as far as I know.
Also, I can also admit that richer people have richer bills, and I know
that. Yo, that's true.
Like,
also. Yeah.
They. I understand when you make fucking $300 million. What you pay in a house,
your overhead,
like whatever more. You pay, it gets higher and higher. So obviously you want to maintain that, but it's like, bro, you don't have to be that way, motherfucker. You could live regular too,
regular,
and just have a nice life.
Yeah,
a victory life. A victory life.
I'll tell you this: when I was working at Sally's Beauty Supply, and we would go out in the back to smoke and shoot dice, like, it was because we was broke. We was working retail jobs.
Yeah.
Like, if I was making $50 million handing out fucking Malaysian bundles,
I'm chilling. Yeah,
chilling, bro. Like, I'm not trying to fuck that up at all. Like,
I may own a spot it may be in the trenches, but I still own my shit. I wake up every day like, this is enough, I think.
Yeah, I'm good.
Low key, I'm realizing how little, like, people need for real. And it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like, so this is even crazier to me, because I'm like, bro, I don't even know what a back nine is. And you're betting my entire life on the back nine. That's like when Thug was like, I just put some macaroni and cheese in my pocket. It came with the sads. That's rich guy shit that I've never heard. Yeah. I'm not rich enough for these.
Terminology.
For these problems.
For these
bro.
Frequencies. I'm not in the tax bracket for these frequencies. So, you know.
Fam, so the back nine, there's 18 holes in the golf course.
Oh.
The back nine.
Oh, golf. Yeah. All right.
The back nine is like the last nine holes.
All right.
I know you know about holes.
People betting my hopes and dreams on the back nine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
On right. nine crazy. Holes.
On nine holes.
On nine
bro.
Holes, yeah. dog.
Nah, like, rich people got different problems.
Yo, yo, I mean, I'll bet some money on nine holes.
I got
bro,
five holes, man.
Rich people got different
problems.
Fuck,
that's not enough.
Five. Nostrils, ears.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's right. If Damn. You a wild fucking freak, you absolutely
Yeah,
right.
wow.
My fault, seven. That's nearly, come on. See, now they want the two extra holes. Come on,
no,
bro.
No.
Now they want the two extra.
I'm really sorry.
They
the
really
people.
Never satisfied, man.
I'm really sorry to the people who got to listen to this shit at 7 in the morning, bro. Yeah.
They wait till work.
I'm not.
Because I know they're in the train like, 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
5, 6. What is it? 7.
They're like touching their face like, yeah, it's yeah. 1,
like,
2. Wait,
I know he's not talking about that one.
3? Not the ear. Like, how do you make a hole out of your armpit? Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. I'm doing alchemy.
Yo,
to fucking get his quota.
No, I was gonna say that
to hit whole quota.
Yo, nah, not the chief executive orifice, bro.
Oh, man.
I was gonna say that rich people have different problems. I just seen a video of Cardi complaining about She was trying to buy a fucking chandelier from Italy, and they trying to give her $20,000 for a shipping fee, bro.
What?
Just for them to ship what she's already buying. She didn't even want to say the price. That's how expensive it was.
If the shipping is 20 bands,
that shit got to be at least 200, 300. Dog. Maybe more.
Yo, dog. Got some pocket watches, man.
Wow.
Yo,
wow. God damn. Hit it that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, whatever,
you see
what?
You see, man, if you worried about stepping your own money up, then maybe you wouldn't worry about Cardi's shipping fees. And
she was the one complaining about it. She was the one saying, I'm not paying it.
How about you, feel
you
me?
Get you a little 20 bands. Hey, don't worry about Cardi.
Bro,
I don't want to be that guy, but a chandelier is not that crazy. I got 3 in my crib.
Men eat steak. Women eat salad, bro. That's just what it is.
But talking about rich people problems, and you talking about like, yo, I wake up in my crib and I'm like, yo, this is enough.
Like, this is all right. I think it could be better, but it's all right.
Is there a difference? And keep it funky. Because I feel like there is. Like, and this is not, damn. I feel like if I say this is not misogyny, it's automatically misogyny.
Yeah.
I've seen memes where it's just like, this is all a dude needs. And it's literally like a love seat, a TV.
And a PS5.
A PS5. And like a fridge.
No furniture.
Yeah. Nothing. No furniture.
As empty as their soul.
Yes. And the TV is not on a desk.
Nothing.
It's on the floor.
Just on wire.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just so mad wires.
It's like this.
This is why women say that men choose hardship. Because your dad has come into a dude's life. And I remember seeing a tweet like, she started dating this dude. And one day she was in his house and she opened up a window and she was like, just let some air in. And he was like,
what?
I've lived here for years. I've never thought about that.
Yo, what? Yeah. Yo, see,
he was like, he just like fell in love. And she's like, motherfucker.
He fell in love.
He was like, yo, I've just never felt like this. Because a woman would just
never
be like,
the priest.
A woman would just come into your crib and say, yo, you should get a dresser. Like, instead of you having your clothes on the floor, you should get a dresser. So you don't got to bend down. You already got back problems. You playing a video game on the floor. You arched out. We got to get you right. We got to get you right, twin.
You arched out.
Like, you just... I understand the minimalism, yo. And I could even appreciate that, but yo, make your life easier, bro.
Yo, oh yeah. Ten cuidado con ese tigre. Ese tigre está arched out.
Está arched out. Sobraron el aire, coño.
Yo, bro, hold the fucking phone.
Cause I know this. I know just from showering, I got like 3 things in the shower, right? And like I consider myself like a very well groomed man. You know what I'm saying? I got my body oil in the shower. I got my body wash. I got my face wash. And
they all come together, right?
I'm not getting the suave fucking 12-in-1.
You're not getting the Mountain Dew Old Spice.
We're not doing that.
The 10-in-1 fucking Mountain Dew flavored diesel fuel
with extra parabens.
Yeah.
And microplastic. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But I learned. So to your point, I have been, you know, taught the ways by women, you know what I'm saying? Started with my mom, first of all, you know what I'm saying? By being like, no, tú no puedes andar coño hediondo.
Yeah, Dominican women don't play that.
Tú buena chimicui. And I'm like, what the fuck is chimicui, bro? To this day, I don't know what a chimicui is.
Chimicui.
Tú buena chimicui, coño. Ve bañate.
Is it like the chimmy sauce?
You smell like chimicui. I don't know. Listen, all my Dominicans, yo, chimicuic? Listen, chop in. A quick chimmy?
Ancestral
slur.
Like white sauce, hot sauce, but échale un chin de chimicui.
Yo.
You said that's shaking the
bottom. Yo, but nah, like, I have like 4 things in the shower max. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I brush my teeth in the shower. And, you know, so that adds like another thing. Yo, I think I have like 18 bottles in the shower, bro. And I do not know what they all do.
It's because you can't read.
I can read. That's the problem. Because I read this shit and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is hyaluronic acid?
Yeah.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
But you put it on your face every day. Like, what is all this shit?
Bro, I got
like little tubes.
Yeah.
This shit, bro. And I'm like, is this necessary to wash your ass?
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen why is it in the shower?
You ever seen the
Korean? Yeah. You ever seen the Korean bottles that don't say nothing? And it's just like some dude's name on the very center, mass small, and that shit is like $60. Bro.
$60 for the Bon Park.
And it yeah. And no, you don't know what it is. She just got it in there. And on the back, it ain't even no ingredients, no calories, nothing. That shit's just a white miscellaneous bottle with tiny Korean text in the very center.
Yeah.
And I dare not ask what it's for.
And the glass is always frosted.
Yeah. Always frosted, bro.
Nah, but I think with women, it's like you got mad face stuff. You gotta take off your makeup. You got facial cleanser. You probably got a little foam. You know, it's different things. Just read, motherfucker.
Damn. I can wash my face. Man, what is hyaluronic acid?
So, you use it because it helps retain moisture on your face. So, you know, kind of like helps keeps your skin tight over the years.
They got it.
So you don't wrinkle and sag.
See, man, you just broke it down in a way that they should break it down. Mm. Like, if you just put skin tightening cream, like, all right, cool. I understand.
Yeah, you're right. We should get rid of words.
Mm-hmm.
We need less words.
No, we don't, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
You can write books faster if there's less words.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You could be mammal efficient.
Yeah, that's true.
Get your hand down away.
You could be, what's Shorty name? What's Shorty name? She'd be writing the
Remy Ma?
The Tumblr fanfic? No.
Remy Ma's Tumblr fanfic is crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, then I shot that nigga Joe.
Listen, man, if there was less words, like, we wouldn't be able to stop Colleen Hoover. We barely can now. Shorty, how the fuck, what is her output? What is she doing?
She's going crazy.
Shit is crazy. If there was less words, you could be on that type of timing.
If there was less words, we would have a motherfucking job, bro.
That's true. That's true. I mean, well, less words, maybe not less words, less vocabulary. Maybe. Nah, that's crazy. Because I've been trying to flex on people.
We already raising some dumbass kids, bro. I don't need you doing this to me, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need you doing this to me, man. Well,
scratch that. More words. Let's make up more words. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of words said, though, on stage at the Cash Money No Limit Versus. You know what I'm saying? Which was, I feel like, 20 years too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cash Money went up there. By the way, no Lil Wayne.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was Birdman, BG, Juvenile, and Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh? Okay.
Mint.com, bro.
Yeah.
Where's the leader? Where's the alpha, the guy, the omega?
Yeah, like the guy, like the superstar. It's like, yo, let's go watch the fucking Chicago Bulls. Yo, but Michael Jordan's not playing. Man, fuck out of here. I don't want to watch y'all niggas, man. Like, fuck out of here.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Stacey King. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
You're
a 7-foot dude named Stacey.
I don't...
fuck out of here.
Yo, anytime somebody posts, "This is how we do it" by Montel Jordan, it's always somebody in the comments like, "He was 6'8" singing about house parties. You need to hit the fucking threes.
Get in that corner, hit that open thing. Fucking 6'8" motherfucker.
Yeah. Damn, you can't do nothing, bro.
Now, when you're tall.
You're right, because I got a tall ass friend. He can't swim, bro. I'll be wanting to chunk slap him.
Yeah,
he can't play ball. He can't swim.
Yeah.
He be asking where the bitches at. When the bitches is there, he mad quiet.
Be quiet. Yeah.
Come on.
What are we doing, twin?
Lie, gang. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. Lie.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, I play ball, but really, like, the contracts don't let me play, like, with outsiders.
Yeah. I'm more like a thinker. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm more like a thinker. It's nuts. Wow.
I just think you should tell bitches you could swim.
That's it.
Yeah, never tell a woman you can't swim.
I've never said that, even when I couldn't.
I already know it's cooking.
Yeah, listen.
I've always told women I can't swim.
I mean, that was your first mistake, bro.
Well, no, because then that gives them a project.
Oh, I can fix him.
Smart man.
You see?
Yo, let's go to the beach.
Him. Yeah, it is.
And
literally,
then y'all both end up drowning.
Yeah.
Two stupid bitches.
No, but we both end up drowning together.
Oh, that's hot.
Hello?
Some Romeo and Juliet shit.
Yeah, exactly. Drowning in what exactly?
All right, here go Min with the Chinese shit, man. God damn. Min go post later. You caught me at a very Chinese time in my life.
my goal too.
Yo, yeah, right. No, so shorty.
Listen, there's too much victory light lore at this point. Yeah. We need a victory light. We need a VL wiki, bro.
That ass.
We need a VL wiki with all super the characters, fans. All the references.
Make it happen. Like, yo, we need a glossary.
You know what I'm saying?
We need index.
A, we need a thesaurus.
Not a thesaurus. Yo, fam, that almost happened to me because I was lying. And I was like, yeah, I can swim, yo.
Yeah.
What you mean? I'm 6 feet tall, bro. I'm like, you crazy? I could throw a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. I could fight a cow. I could swim. I could do anything. I'm fucking Superman. That's what you got to tell shorty because it... Listen.
She's not going to believe you, but just do it.
Yeah, just... She's not going to believe you. But a lot of times, women just like to feel safe. They like to feel safe with their partner. Like, yo, he's gonna hold me down. If some shit pop off, I'm not with a motherfucker that's ass.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like, oh my God. And like put me and point me to where the shots is going off.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. In a full Nelson.
In a full Nelson.
And also, have you ever seen a man go underwater and like not be able to come up?
Yo, it's mad embarrassing.
Anybody. Like I remember Iris Ball one time jumped in the pool and she ain't come back up.
Oh!
No.
Bro, it's worse if you got long hair because you come up and you're like, looking crazy. My bald ass. So I never said I couldn't swim. I never lied. I never told the truth and was like, I can't. I don't know how to swim. I'm not. I know how to stay afloat.
Mm.
But the.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
No idea.
I know how to save my own life. I cannot float.
Oh, so you good. Shit. You good.
Yeah, you know how to swim, bro.
Yeah, but I wanna like have a good time. Bro.
That's the good time, is floating. Swimming is not a good time.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Swimming is cardio.
I don't wanna work out in the ocean.
Oh, that's right. You don't float.
I'm saying
swim.
I can't float. I wanna chill on a yacht. In the night, yo, you know what I do? Listen, man.
I want to chill on the yacht.
Listen. If I, you know how embarrassed I am of not knowing how to float? When I jump in the deep end or I swim too close to it and I feel myself about to panic, you know what I do?
You start scraping with your tippy toes?
No. I just walk on the pool floor, man.
Yeah.
Like a
hippo.
Like a ghoulish. Yeah, like a ghoul, like an amphibian ghost.
Like the Scooby-Doo fucking.
Like a phantom.
Dog, I'll tell you right now. Shout out to my brother Remo. He calls it. We call it swalking. when you get low in the shallow
and
end,
I go like this.
And you just fake like you go like this, but you're really just walking.
Yeah,
your arms are not doing not necessary for this exercise.
Yeah.
But you just capping like, yo, I'm swimming, baby.
Yeah,
I'm swimming.
Yeah,
now
you're
not, bro. The water's clear. I can see that you're standing on your feet. Like
now I'll tell you, next summer we're having a victory light pool day in Merrill's crib without Merrill, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching you how to fucking swim, bro.
No, we have to do this.
I'll be talking shit, bro. I learned how to swim like 3 years ago by like 6 year old in DR.
But now you up.
Yeah, now I'm up.
So
but
you
now
can
we,
you
now
can
now we here, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can lap a 2 year old.
Yeah.
The 6 year old is still laughing at me, but shit, I could be somebody.
Shit, bro. The 2 year old got shit. She got baby lungs. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
The spell's like, watch out, y'all. There's non swimmers around. What's your broke ass?
Make sure you stay in the 3 feet end right there. Say 3FT. Stay in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over there to the 13 feet.
Nah, don't even get in the pool, bro. Stay in the kiddie pool.
That's it. Like, it's get in the hot tub.
I think it's because I freak out when I can't feel the bottom.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
That's what it is.
Hey. Yo. I freak out when I can't feel the bottom. When my feet aren't touching anything, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I have the same fear, but not with water. When I don't feel the bottom, I just feel emasculated.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I understand. I know what he means.
You know what I'm saying? You don't hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you just feel like, damn.
Sometimes you can't reach all your goals.
I didn't. Yo, Liz!
Yes! Yes!
It's not your fault,
man. Oh,
man. Get an extender.
An extender!
Holy shit.
Yo, stop. Yo, oh my God. Yo, how do we get here? From fucking Cash Money?
Words, little way.
Yeah, words. We need more words. So listen, man, this show was not for the youngest, obviously, because every time they pan to the crowd, it was like somebody that looked like me or Hassan being like, yeah, sitting next to somebody that's like,
what? Yeah.
yeah, word. Somebody just like Playboy Cardi being like, what? This is cuz, yeah.
Somebody in the crowd like, shit sound like code, bro.
You know, yeah, man. That shit was, I mean, I was hyped. I was hyped when he did Bout About It. Cause that shit goes so crazy. That beat is so hard. I represent where the killers at. I always do the camera version instead of the Master P version.
Mm-hmm. A victory light. A victory light.
Also, probably scamming basketball player too.
Cam.
No. Oh, well, yeah. But, No, Master P, wasn't he in the league?
Yeah, he was in the G League, and he had a sneaker. Mm-hmm. And like that motherfucker, that was the craziest shit, because that was at a time when it was like, yo, you a rapper, rap.
Yeah.
Like there was no like.
There's no crossover.
Yeah.
No overlap between like industries.
Yeah. Not really. Like, and not into that level where it's just like, yo, I'm a very successful rapper and I also am in the league. Like, you know what I mean? Like he kind of made it to the league because like, I mean, listen, I ain't gonna hold you. Like if you're in the G League, you nice. You whooping everybody's ass at LA Fitness, YMCA, whoever the fuck you work out at. Like, yeah. You're cooking everybody. That's like the difference between like a professional and like, yo, I do this for fun. Like, you know, I go out and play 21 with my kids.
So it's like NBA 2K26 is like the actual NBA. And then like NBA Street Volume 2 is like the G League. That's like what it is. Okay.
Yeah, you could be nice. Not nice enough for the NBA, but if you go to the G League, bro, you'd be dropping 40. There's a guy named Jimmer Fredette.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're losing
exactly.
me with the name.
Exactly. Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer?
Jimmer Fredette. Right, went man. To BYU, Brigham Young University. You know what I'm saying? And then he was drafted into the NBA. And people were like, yo, this dude, but he was in college, bro. This motherfucker was like the white Steph Curry. It's just like splash, splash.
Steph Curry?
What? He's light skinned.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But his pop's name is Wardell.
Like, oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like I ain't never met a white dude named Wardell.
Yeah.
You know?
Never.
White Wardells, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? Like we have a convention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a tall people meetup that they did. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, so that versus what it was, what it was. It came and went. You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all want to see something like that hasn't been done yet with versus?
No, I mean,
has that ship sailed? Because I feel like nobody was like.
Question for you guys: did you guys think that Versus was still going on?
No, I found out this morning.
No, I didn't know. I thought they had stopped, like took a break.
Yeah,
you know when he found out? Right now, today.
Yeah, right now, today. Hey, big brother, let me tell you something. I didn't even know Versus was still going on, big brother. I can't condone that. But if that's what you like, then peace and love to you, big brother.
So they're talking about like expanding it to different genres and shit like that and like blah, blah, blah.
I think they milking it, bro. I think that sometimes you just got to leave things where they are. Bro.
Did it jump the shark?
I think it was wonderful during COVID. We were bored as fuck and it was also free. Y'all started to do. And after Jadakiss and.
That was
and
it.
After Jadakiss and Dipset. And Vibes Cartel and Beanie Man, we good, bro. We yeah. got what we needed from it.
Yeah, yeah. Dog, to me, that was like the zenith. That was like the peak.
Yeah.
Like, and Fetcho being in it with a mask. COVID
was in the building. And every
the
time
coronavirus.
That's one time I'm on his side.
Nah, I love him because every time the camera pans to him, he'd go, woo. He had the mask off the whole time.
The chin strap.
As soon as the camera pan, oh,
that's cool. Yo,
that's
New York.
Oh shit, New York. Fuck, where these cameras at, man? Ah, damn.
COVID, corona was spreading. Yo, man. Oh,
goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Yo. Oh God. You know what gave me goosebumps, dog? I don't know too much about K-pop. I don't know how much y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all, you know, you're heavy into music and also you're a very culturally aware woman. I am a father of four that coaches youth sports and likes to goon and smoke marijuana. So, you know, there's some stuff that's like, I have blinders and K-pop is one of those things. So when I saw this, I was like, let me bring this in to talk to my guys, you know what I'm saying, and figure this shit out. Because
I grew a dick overnight. Nice.
No. It's the gang. You know what I'm saying? It's the gang. Yeah, it's the homies. My guys and lady.
Yeah.
M'lady. K-pop OG, you know what I'm saying? The OG group 21 is a member named Park Bomb, and she's suing her label for two very top tier reasons, you know what I'm saying? For holding her money. Withholding bread, which obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, need that,
coming for you. Also, you know what I'm saying? She claims, allegedly, that they made her get extensive surgery, ruining her face. Which, if you see her face, you'd be like, okay, maybe there's something here. That's not why I brought this in. I brought this in because she's suing for $4.5 quadrillion.
Jesus Santissimo.
That's a number I have not heard since like AP, like since math in high school.
That's a number I've only heard, I only ever heard in middle school.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro. Oh, he in a smart math class.
Yeah. You remember, you used to tell lies. Yo, everybody, yo, my family, but in DR, my family, we rich over there.
Yeah.
But we live over here because everything more expensive. But
over there, no sense.
And over there, $1 is like un 4,700 trillones de pesos.
Yo.
So it's different.
Yo, it's different. And yo, if you were alive for the reign of Hipólito Mejía, then he's not lying because the peso was like 80,000 to a dollar at that point.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not mad at it. I think she should double that. Double it. If they deadass told her she had to get this surgery done.
Mm-hmm.
To be an artist or to be famous or whatever, absolutely.
Yeah.
Go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you guys know how big a quadrillion dollars is?
Isn't it 100 trillion four times?
It's 1,000 trillion.
1,000 trillion?
So, she's thinking for 2,000 trillion.
Yep.
It's $4,500 trillion?
Jesus Christ, man.
Yo, bro, that shit just made me a blood vessel in my head pop.
For context, the entire GDP of the U.S. is about, I want to say, like 30 trillion. So that she wants about 150 times that.
She wants 150 times the United States GDP. And these are the great, this is where Jeff Bezos lives.
Yeah.
This is where Elon Musk make money at. All these, the richest assholes in the world are here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But think about it.
Just real quick, I can't say I blame her because I looked her up and she does look like an emoji. So I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So maybe she got like, she has a point. Yeah,
she deserves.
She, think about it. She's never gonna look the same again, bro.
That part.
She probably was completely fine with herself, but because she loved her career, and women have to adhere to these fucking beauty standards, even if you're talented. Because ugly artists exist, bro. Yeah. We had Biggie. He was the biggest artist alive,
bro.
And
these pressures are never put on male artists. Like you could just
if you are talented,
just look how you look. Yeah.
If you're talented, that's what matters. And then eventually, like if you get super, super famous, people will maybe start criticizing your looks and shit. But for the most part, you still get to exist as an artist.
Bro, yeah. I'll say right now, Chris Brown came out like young and full of life. You see that motherfucker now? I'm like, bro. Should you be opening the door for me at a Pay-O-Matic? Like,
oh my, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, people think
I do a flip for a dollar,
bro. Listen, man. People think that shit is
nigga chasing you down the block. Yo,
I don't know your name, but excuse me, miss. I held this door open for you, and I gotta admit that I'm trying to eat. So if you got a coin, just say I don't know your name.
He does a flip. He's like, remember the dude? I bet you can't do this on concrete. He's trying to do a flip. He's bow face plant on Westchester Avenue.
He's still there right now today.
To this day, he's still there.
Ray, yo, wait. Oh my God, wait. I don't know your name, but excuse me, Chris. I got this new port for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's
stupid.
I think he's smoking the two drags.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Woo! Do a backflip. Yeah, let's go.
Did you guys know you could probably recreate that video on Sora Have you guys been seeing a lot of the AI brain rot that's come out?
Oh, brother.
AI's new video generation platform.
Yo, yeah. Shout out to, I'm fucking up your name, bro. But Chris, K-H-R-I-S, you know what I'm saying? He was on CNN the other day. I saw this in his stories. He was pointing out, like, you know, like the, what we talked about, that they're using like black AI, like black people AI, you know what I'm saying? And it looks real as fuck. And he's just like, yo, fam, he's like, yo, this is getting scary because now it looks super real. Now the whole, yo, I got an extra finger and two extra teeth. That shit is like, they cleaned that up. So now it's just like, you gotta really pay attention to like the speech patterns and cadence and shit like that. Cause that's where the shit is really at.
Everything is AI, bro. Everything online, it feels like everything is fucking AI. I had to unfollow a bunch of people cause they started creating AI content. It's like, I don't wanna see my fake friend run into a fake zoo to save a dog. Like, this shit feels ridiculous. Dog. And I saw something the other day that said this is like the ultimate brain rot. Like, when you watch AI, it does look lifeless. Like, it just looks like bullshit.
Bro, it looks like when they used to do, like, damn, I forget this fucking website or Twitter account or whatever, but it was just like random 3D models, like falling through the sky and like just doing dumb random shit. I'm like, this is like just an advanced version of that. Because all the AI shit I see is not like engaging or funny. It's just like, yo, what's the dumbest shit we can make? Yo, let's make a monkey that flies out of another monkey's asshole eating a cheeseburger
and then gets hit by lightning
and then gets hit by lightning
and then falls on it in a shipping vessel in the ocean.
Yeah,
and then that shipping vessel gets eaten by Cthulhu. Turns out it zooms out and it's the cherry of a blunt.
Whoa,
like, holy shit,
yo, that's fire. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not, bro. It's not. And you just wasted 80,000 gallons of water.
Right. Wait, yo, there's a community, like, no bullshit, there's a community in Memphis right now being sucked dry to keep fucking cooling centers like up and running so that you can make AI ass monkey.
Right. Ass monkey, like,
straight up bullshit
volume
content.
One,
hey, listen, hold on real quick, man. Fuck, I wasn't gonna say nothing, but now I feel like we're on the conversation. Hey, the AI Malona edits gotta stop, man.
Yo, they doing that,
bro? They made me a gorilla.
Oh, yes!
With a Dominican flag shoe rag.
That was insane!
And a gold chain. And they had me flying through the sky. They had me flying through the sky with a boombox. Bumping my Lona. I was chilling with a capybara, a crane.
Yes, yo!
I was chilling with a... I don't know if it was like a millipede or something in there.
Dog, I saw that shit. My kids was like, yo, this Jungle Book is fucking whack.
Yo,
the Jungle Book presented by Zeus Network. Yo,
please. Thanks, I guess.
Thanks for the enthusiasm.
But like, never do it again. Please, bro. Thank you for fucking with the song. But please leave the AI alone, bro.
Yo, that was insane, gang.
That's crazy.
That was like the worst Disney movie, like straight to video, straight to DVD Disney movie ever.
Yeah. Like, that shit was nuts.
Jungle Book, The Bronx.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
They had me in jorts and Tim's, a white tank top, a gold chain, a Dominican flag print, cape silky, gorilla body, bro.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yo, dog. Fam. We got to stop. We got to stop. Or I'm going to sue you niggas for $4.5 quadrillion.
Exactly.
Okay? Cut it out. You know what I'm saying?
But last thing on that subject, she's suing that much, shoot for the moon. Because then they'll just be like, all right, we're not going to give you that much, but we'll give you
maybe
$2
billion. Trillion.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I'll be like,
all right. Isn't that the play?
Yeah.
But isn't that, that's the play, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. But like, okay.
I mean, if you say so.
Yeah. You got to, act like.
Yes, I'll take the $3 trillion.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be like, fine. I just want to end this process.
Yeah. That's the play.
I just want to be over with this.
Super obscene amount.
Realistically, bro, she deadass got to look at herself for the rest of her life. So,
you know? No. So, yo, get your coin, sis. You know what I mean? Also, you know, you got to go to family events like that. And, you know, Liz recently had a family event, you know what I'm saying? That I was good. I would say, I have here written down, Liz got her family together by force.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they ended up having a great time.
Yeah. That's exactly what I put in the doc.
Expound upon
it. Yeah. I hit up, my family's been through a lot for the last few years.
Yeah, yeah.
We've lost a lot of people in our family. So my family has been in their own world, you know, and even with just everything that's going on, I'm sure people at home could feel it. People are just staying at home more, you know, and people are just not leaving, not getting together. So I was like, yo, I don't give a fuck what anybody's doing. One by one, I called all of my aunts and my uncles and I said, yeah, pulling up on Sunday. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. And by force, they all dragged themselves into my crib and I played a bunch of old ass VHS tapes that I digitalized for us. And we got some Next Stop Vegan. Shout out to Next Stop Vegan. We had some desserts. It was a wonderful time. We cried. We laughed. We was watching people that we haven't seen in forever. Like, we had the time of our lives, bro. And their energy when they were leaving was completely different.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring that up because it's a reminder, bro. We dead ass need each other as humans. And I know we live in this world, especially in the U.S. It's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I don't owe nobody anything. You piss me off. I'm not going to talk to you for 6 months.
Yeah.
Bro, we need each other. Like, we literally do need each other. It shows, studies show that you literally feel better when you're around people that you love, even if it's just not doing anything. You know, like, don't put too much emphasis on what the fuck y'all doing. Just try to get together. The phone calls and the text messages is not doing it.
Doug.
You need to link with your people, bro.
Yes, bro. I say this shit all the time because it's like, I feel like as a old motherfucker, we had no choice. Like, it's high in the building. We all got to go outside. We in front of the building. And you just end up, you're not doing anything. You're literally just hanging out. But it's like, shit happens. Like, within that time of y'all hanging out,
yeah.
Yo, a story gets told. Yo, that shit is mad funny. Woo, whatever. Or like, something happens. Yo, this motherfucker came down the block. Or the guy that's always on fucking World Latin Star that's like, oh, my friend. Yeah. Like, some shit. You run into some shit like that. You be chilling on Fordham.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my friend, look at that. The Mr. Softy truck, it crashed into Champ Sports. That's crazy. Like, yo, shit. Like, you see some shit.
Mm.
Just be outside, bro. Get together. You know what I'm saying?
A victory light. A victory light.
It was a lot of that on Burnside in the Concourse in 2007.
Yeah.
It was a lot of that.
Sitting
on that red ass stoop. Fucking, I love, yo, man. Yeah, some of my favorite shit happened on that, bro. We would hit the curb with the wax, and then like skate the curb.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Super cool. Yeah. Nah, definitely getting together and simply hanging out.
Yeah,
is,
bro.
Is like, everything don't gotta be
an event.
An event, yeah. Like, yeah, and y'all also don't have to drink every time.
Mm-hmm.
That part, you know what I'm saying? Do other drugs.
I feel like, yeah, exactly. Yo, I just love, yo, we're seamless now.
Yeah.
We are fucking, god damn, bro.
Yo.
92 bulls in this motherfucker, man. Layups.
I just come through with a ball jar full of dust juice. Like, yo.
Yeah.
We ain't drinking, but
yeah, I got some other stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, but I love that about New York City friendships specifically. I was trying to explain this to like somebody out of state. Like, our friendships, bro, we didn't really need much. That's why everybody in New York, to me, is so fucking funny. And also great storytellers. New Yorkers are great storytellers,
bro.
You ever seen a bitch on a phone just walking down the street? Follow. Far. But listen, bro.
Within earshot.
It's always a good story.
Yeah. Get that satellite shit that they be using on the football field.
Yeah.
To hear what the motherfucker's saying 100 yards away.
Bro, you don't remember the Vine? And they were roommates.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they were roommates. you know
what's funny?
Legendary Vine.
Shorty came back like a few years later and told the story of what she was saying.
Bro, remember the whole fucking the Zola story on Twitter that turned into a fucking movie?
Yeah.
Like,
I remember that.
Come on, man. Like, these, yo, come on.
But the last thing about community, it takes effort, bro.
Yeah.
It's so easy to not have the effort because of everything that people are going through, whether it's financial, mental, physical, in your relationship. You're probably grieving. Like, life just happens. You get busy. You at work. But a little bit of effort goes a long way, bro. Even if it's, sometimes I know it's like, yo, I gotta go to this thing. Last minute, I'm not gonna go. Go, bro. Cause I'm telling you, those, even if it's just 20, 30 minutes of you hugging somebody that you haven't seen, or them telling you like, yo, I remember. And you might have forgot this story, and they're retelling you something, and you just feel good. You know, it's something that helps your soul, even if it's not beneficial financially for you to go over there. Cause I know we in that mindset of like, yo,
gotta save a dollar.
Exactly. I'm not, you know, tolls, gas, they not paying me, I got work in the morning. It's just a little bit of like, yo, it's a little bit of sacrifice on your part, on everybody's part. Yeah. And I just think that's very important, bro, especially right now.
Yo, also, don't be afraid to host some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't be afraid to host some shit. You know what I mean? Just make people accountable. Like, be like, yo, like, listen, nigga, don't just pull up with a bag of ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, bring something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna have dinner and shit and chill out, but I'm not gonna make everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You,
like,
you said, a little bit of effort. You can't leave it to one person. I'm sorry. You can't leave it to one person.
That'd be a group effort.
In the VHS tapes, one thing, I've converted like 70, almost 80 tapes now. And one thing that I see is that they always have parties, bro. And it's 2 hours of people just dancing. And I asked mommy, back then, everybody would bring one thing. It wasn't always left to one person because everybody was family. Tú trae la ensalada de papa. You bring the potato salad. I'll bring the turkey. I'll make the pernil. You'll make the rice. Tia will make the salad. You know, it's like literally an effort of everybody.
Yep.
And we need to get back to that, even if it's just crackers and cheese.
Yeah, facts. And also, we didn't make up a lame term for it, like potluck.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, what does that even mean, potluck? Like, yo, what's in this pot? You might get lucky?
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure what that is. Do you all decide what you're...
What's the etymology?
Do you decide what you're making, like, by picking
a random pot? Thing
out of a cauldron? What? Why is it called that? And what is a casserole?
Yo.
Good question.
What is that?
Why is it named that? It's just layered shit. Yeah, it literally is just layers of shit baked. Baked layers of shit doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
So you gotta make a fucking...
So a casserole would be like a lasagna, a pastelon.
Yeah. Right? Oh, but white people be taking it to a further extent, you know? They just use like...
Doritos.
Yeah. Like niggas are just crunching...
Doritos and beef.
Doritos and like old, like
Spam.
Frozen biscuits.
Yeah.
Like they'll be like, okay, we're gonna use the frozen biscuits as the bottom layer.
I think they just scared of using multiple pans, bro.
Yo, straight up. Yeah.
You can fry that egg, bro.
I promise you, it's not gonna kill you to wash three dishes, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, also, all y'all got dishwashers. Like, I'm talking about y'all that be making casseroles. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. If you're making casseroles and you got a recipe book,
you got a dishwasher.
You got a dishwasher, bro. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Come on now. That shit is like standard now.
Yeah. But you can't lie. The casseroles be fire. Like, they be tasting good. They don't be some bullshit. I'll give the old white ladies that. You got your tiramisu and you got your casseroles for you.
Tiramisu.
Hell yeah.
You got it.
But getting together, like, it don't gotta be nothing crazy. But just bring something.
That's like shit, bro.
But I be doing that. That's how like Hearst Boys Radio started. It was just us like chilling, and then like I have the decks there, and like there's like three DJs in our friend group, so we would just hop on the decks, and then like eventually we just turn the camera on, and it would just became like, you know, like us hanging out, and then like it's low key, like the different angles make it feel like you're in there with us.
Come on, like, nice. And that's the shit. Like, yo, if you just get together, shit will happen.
Yeah, probably exactly.
You know
what
I'm saying? If it's hard, bro, COVID fucked niggas up because it's like it's hard to do shit virtually. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could do it, but I feel like it's way easier when everybody's in a room.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
also find a roof to hang out on.
Yeah.
Rooftop shit, especially in New York City. Like, in the last like 10 years, I feel like we lost out on that shit. But that shit is like one of the most underrated things. I probably would have boomed myself in a Pizza Hut by now if I didn't have roof access. in my co-op, you know? Like, I think that shit really does wonders for your mental health, just going up there, no phone.
Roof. Just fresh
grab
air.
Yeah. Just, you know, grab what I'm saying? And just look up at the sky on some anime shit, bro. You just gonna hear Kidomadera. And then you just got random Japanese text is gonna show up in the air next to you, and you will become anime end credits.
You're like, damn, yeah, this does this.
You're like, whoa. I can't even read this kanji. Holy shit.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. But yeah, super underrated. Yeah, hang out with your friends. Find a rooftop.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like Freddy said, it doesn't need to be alcohol, bro. It could be anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the point I was making too, is that you ever notice there's nothing for adults to do low key that isn't like packaged with drinking somehow?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I took my kids to the Museum of Ice Cream like multiple times. They love it there. But like, it always bugs me out that it's like, oh, yeah, and here you can order drinks. I'm like, at the
Museum
of Ice Cream? I'm good for right now, actually. Well, I think I'm okay.
There's 80 toddlers in here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I don't what I'm saying? Like, fucking, this shit don't match. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Why am I drinking a Long Island iced tea when I have my kids?
Yeah.
Who are fucking toddlers.
It's 48 other biracial, curly-headed toddlers
what
the fuck? In here.
What are you talking?
You want me to lose mine?
Dog, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind in
here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
nah, bro, that does not sound like a good time. But listen, I noticed this.
All them shits got milk in them. Museum of ice cream.
Come on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes! There we go.
You know what I'm saying? I did notice this, though, bro. You're right. Because when I go, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a coach, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm out there, like, the moms in the stands getting rowdy. Mm. I'm like, damn, they really rowdy. It's like Saturday morning. How are you so rowdy Saturday morning?
It's 8:30.
It's 8:30 in the morning, dog. We've been out since 17 niggas running around. The kids ain't even really up yet. I gotta turn this future little demon all the way up to get them hyped up.
Yeah.
Why y'all so rowdy? Mm-hmm. What's in that Yeti cup?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Little cup water.
Yeah, a little cup
water.
You know what I mean?
Cup water. Which, by the way, cup water, yo, listen, that shit is the new Four Loko. I'm telling y'all right now, the cup water margarita, that shit will put you in a fucking figure four headlock. Mm. Like, yo, that shit, bro, there's Instagram, TikTok, there's reels about this shit. And it's hood niggas. Like, motherfuckers that's like, yo, I drank half a bottle of Henny on the, you know what I mean? Me and my man buzzed down this bottle of Douce, we good. And the same dude is holding like, yo, listen, man. with a straw in the game. Yo, listen, my nigga. These shits right here.
Oh, man.
Yo, listen, when I'm going to the function, my nigga, I'm bringing these. That's it. Yo, if you invite me out anywhere, my nigga, this is all I'm bringing. My nigga is four cup waters. Because, like, one of them shits, bro, will have you right.
Yo.
Two of them shits, nigga, you going to jail. Like, these shits is crazy.
Why?
Like,
are you Gilly all of a sudden?
That's how I'm saying. Like,
you know, let me tell y'all something, man. By this goddamn cum water, man. Listen, I was coming around. You don't want me to come around off the cup water. Then they going to turn me to the old Gilly. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he not lying. Because when I was up, you know, can I say that? I had the young bulls in there bringing the cup waters in.
Yeah.
You know, and we had them shits at the chow and shit.
You know, it was going up in there. I'm not going to say what was. I'm not going to say what was. Transpiring.
You know what I'm saying?
In a mess hall. But I'm just saying we had it going up.
You was not getting no cut water margaritas in jail. Cut it out.
I was there.
Yeah. I was right there.
Man, I was right there behind that fence.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
You was in the law library.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
You was reading books.
Come on, don't do that to me. Nah, come on, don't do that.
And guess
locked
what?
Up. Now,
I just heard the fence. They want less words.
You ain't never even seen the fence. You ain't never even seen. You can't even.
Of
you
don't course, even, I ain't seen the fence. I was busy rapping.
You can't. You see, that's where you. We get it, bro. You wrote for Wayne. We get it. All right?
I don't think they do.
Hold on. That's not what it's about right now.
Look at my big hat.
Right now, it's about victory light. Liz Bell trying to talk goddamn 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yo. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Yo.
No están mandando callar.
Yo, no. Yo.
We need the translation for that, by the way.
Yeah.
We're going to do subtitles for y'all. I know some of y'all, yo no sabos, you know what I'm saying? Also, I see somebody with a UK flag emoji being like, yo, can y'all translate?
They got you right now. We're going to do the Dominican and the British translation.
So to all the British people, lo que pasa es que aquí hay tres dominicanos, entonces el flow es diferente. Y tú sabes, uno está hablando en inglés, bueno, inglés. Entonces tenemos fuá, adivina, español.
Well, going to all the man them out there on roads and that still, bruv. Listen, we know that you lot have had trouble, yeah, keeping up with the man's lingo and the flow and that still. But trust me, we're going to get the UK man them right still. You get me? Safe.
Llega lo loco, papi.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said at all.
At all. But you know what I'm saying? You gonna figure it out, baby. This is Victory Light.
Nah, we can't do that, bro. He just said it's three Dominicans, bro. It's a little bit hard. We be trying to flow. It's a little hard. Yeah, but we gonna try.
We got you. We got you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Victory Light. Enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got another banger in store for you. It's coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your weekends. Enjoy your time with your family. Like Liz said, because it's important. Enjoy time with your community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got a lot of family in town, you know what I'm saying? Make your own family. Make friends. You know what I mean? Become a hobbyist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go to fucking shit. Super Smash Brothers tournaments.
Fucking host a... But wear deodorant.
It's Victory Light, bitch. Somebody get better on human terrain. Radio Light in the motherfucking house. Let's build on Jesus. Super Bishop, New York City. Man, trainer, producer, man, goddammit. Shout out to Victor and Italia. You know what I'm saying? We miss you, gang. And of course, the sexiest Unk in Unk Nation.
What? It's Hassan Insane.
And he's on the building. Yo!
Love y'all!
Hey!
A Victory Light! A Victory Light!